Chapter 11 Myths and Legends Bigfoot According to legend, there are tall, hairy, ape-like creatures living in the forests and mountains in the United States. There were always stories about these creatures, but people didn't really pay attention until 1958. At that time, a man called Jerry Crew found an enormous footprint in California and publicized a picture of it. Crew said it was the footprint of Old Bigfoot. So after that, people used this name for the creature. Then, in 1967, two men filmed a Bigfoot. Later, more and more people began to see Bigfoots in different places.Of course, there were many hoaxes. For example, people dressed up in ape costumes and filmed each other. Who knows if this creature really exists? Johnny Appleseed. Imagine a man walking thousands of kilometers to plant apple trees. Johnny Appleseed did this. His real name was John Chapman.And he was born in Massachusetts in 1774. Johnny dreamed of a land with apple trees, so he walked west across the country carrying a big bag of apple seeds. He created apple orchards in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Johnny lived a simple vegetarian life.He was a friendly man and loved animals. Some say he wore a sack on his body and a pot on his head. He didn't wear shoes, even in winter. For 50 years, this extraordinary man planted trees across the country and became a living legend. Blackbeard's Ghost. In the early 18th century,A pirate called Edward Teach, also known as Blackbeard, terrorized ships along the east coast of America for 27 months. He stole money and jewelry from passengers and sometimes killed them. In 1718, some British soldiers tried to capture Blackbeard. There was a violent battle on a ship, and the soldiers finally killed him.Then, the British leader, Lieutenant Maynard, cut off Blackbeard's head and threw his body into the sea. According to legend, the head shouted, "Come on, Edward!" And the body swam three times around the ship and then went under the water. Many people say Blackbeard's ghost is still searching for his head.